It was a sleepy coastal town a long way from the main centres of battle, but everyone knew someone who had been killed by the other side. Everyone had some theoretical reason for hating them.
Did you hate the enemy?
Not really. The propaganda was designed to make you hate them, but if you stopped and thought about it, it was obvious they would be telling their own people much the same lies about us. Of course, some of it was probably true. Equally, one didn't need much imagination to suspect that we'd committed some atrocities of our own.
Did the war really go all the way back to what happened on the flotilla?
Ultimately, yes.
Then it was less about ideology than territory, isn't that true?
I don't know or care. It all happened a long time ago, Quirrenbach.
Do you know about Sky Houseman? I hear that there are people on your planet who still worship him.
I know a thing about Sky Houseman, yes.
Quirrenbach looked interested. I could almost hear the mental note-taking for a new symphony.
Part of your common cultural upbringing, you mean?
Not entirely, no. Knowing that I would lose nothing by showing him, I allowed Quirrenbach to see the wound in the center of my palm. It's a mark. It means the Church of Sky got to me. They infected me with an indoctrinal virus. It makes me dream about Sky Houseman even when I don't particularly want to. I didn't ask for it, and it'll take a while to work its way out of my system. But until then, I have to live with the bastard. I get a dose of Sky every time I close my eyes.
That's awful,
he said, doing a poor job of not sounding fascinated. But I presume once you're awake, you're reasonably...
sane?
Yes, totally.
I want to know more about him,
Quirrenbach said. You don't mind talking, do you? Near us, one of the elephantine pipes began leaking steam in a shrill, scalding exhalation. I don't think we'll be together much longer.
He looked crestfallen. Really?
I'm sorry, Quirrenbach. I work best alone, you know. I groped for a way to make my rejection sound less negative, and you'll need time alone, too, to work on your symphonies.
Yes, yes, later. But for now?
There's a lot we have to deal with, Tenor. I'm still worried by the plague. Do you really think it's risky here? Well, they say there are still traces of it around. Do you have implants, Quirrenbach? He looked blank, so I continued. Sister Amelia, the woman who looked after me in the hospice, told me that they sometimes removed implants from immigrants, but I didn't understand what she meant at the time.
Damn,
he said. I should have had them removed in the parking swarm.
I knew it, but I hesitated.
Didn't like the looks of anyone who was prepared to do it, and now I'll have to find some blood-spattered butcher in Chasm City to do it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of people willing to help with that. I'd need to speak to the same people myself as it happens. The stocky little man scratched the stubble across his scalp.
Oh, you too?
Then it really does make sense for us to travel together, doesn't it? I was about to answer, to try and wheedle my way out of his company, when an arm locked itself around my throat. I was pulled backwards, out of my seat, hitting the ground painfully. The breath exited my lungs like a flock of startled birds. I floundered on the edge of consciousness, too winded to move, although every instinct screamed that moving might be my best course of action. But Vadim was already leaning over me, his knee pressed across my ribcage.
You didn't expect to see Vadim again, did you, Mirabel? I think you are sorry you did not kill Vadim now.
I haven't...
I tried to complete the sentence, but there was no air left in my lungs. Vadim examined his fingernails, doing a good impression of boredom. My peripheral vision was turning dark, but I could see Quirrenbach standing to one side with his arms pinned behind him.